Chris Byrne, also known as the Toy Guy, joins us this morning to unveil some of the hottest toys of the season. Chris, how do you do it? How do you know? Are you able to understand? How can you figure out the hottest toys?
Well, you know, this year there's not a lot of hot toys that people are buzzing about, but there's a lot of really good toys. And a lot of these, I started seeing these about a year ago and have watched them over the years. We see them in Hong Kong. We see them again in New York. We see them in Germany. We watch the products develop over the year and certainly pay attention to what kids are playing with and what interests them. So, you know, a lot of these toys are bought because kids have requested them or asked Santa for them. So it's you know, it's a whole year process to get to here.
All right, let's start with something called Boppy, the booty shaking llama. Come on, Chris, can it be?
I mean, once you say twerking llama, what else is there to say? This is from Zuru. It's about a foot long, about a foot tall. It has three different songs, and it just twerks. You got to go look this up online. It's just hysterical. It's from Zuru. It's about $19.99. It's in white. There's also a purple version that's exclusive at Walmart. But yeah, I mean, it's a twerking llama.
Okay, wow. Besides llamas, what other animals are popular this holiday season? Any of you?
Masha and the Bear. Masha and the Bear. It's a Russian. Started in Russia. It's a show about a little girl named Masha and her friend the Bear, who's a retired circus bear. It's been watched 58 billion times in the U.S. You can see it on Netflix, YouTube, Universal Kids, Univision. And it's really a story, just a wonderful adventure story for preschoolers. They've got a whole line of board books from Fidal Publishing that are gorgeous to look at, really great stories. And they come with figurines. And this is a great value because it's about $10.98 on Amazon right now. Really great value and a great way for kids to interact with the property.
We also, when I was growing up, it was Saturday morning cartoons and things that would sort of sell us on toys and characters. Now with so many different media outlets, how do you keep up to know what kids are watching and what streaming channel and what YouTube video? How does that all work?
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that kids are not loyal to a channel. Like when I was a kid, you had three channels. You sit down and turn it on and you just watch whatever was on. Now they're loyal to shows. So they find a show either through friends or they stumble on it on television or on YouTube, and they watch it. One that's really started to take off is on Disney Junior. It's called TOTS, T-O-T-S, stands for Tiny Ones Transport Service. And this is a wonderful story about Pip the Penguin and Freddy the Flamingo, who are delivering pets to their forever home. And they've got a lot of toys on that. The nursery headquarters is where all the pets stay before they go to their forever home. Just Play has introduced that. It's got a lot of different features and, of course, beautiful tiny pets. That's about $39.99.
Where are parents going to buy all of these things? Are we doing it online? Do we need to demonstrate, see the toy? Do we have to sort of get the kids involved?
Well, a lot of it is online. I mean, you're going to Amazon and Walmart.com and all of the Target.com, all of the online. But there's still a space for toy stores. I mean, for going into like a Walmart or a Target. Increasingly, you find places like Kohl's having things, Walgreens. A lot of toys, like in the drugstores, it used to be that they didn't have, like, the hot toys. Now they do because, of course, with Toys R Us gone, people still want to see the toys and touch them, especially if you're buying for a preschooler.
Board games, do they still work?
Board games still work. This is actually a pretty interesting year for board games. There's one called Fish for Fish from Yulu, which is designed for preschoolers. It's kind of like a spear fishing game. Suction cups, all suction cups. It's not real spears, but it's really designed for preschoolers to kind of catch fish. And, of course, for adults, there's all sorts of things like exploding kittens and, you know, the whole card game phenomenon still very strong this year.
See another entry on the list called Toilet Paper Blaster Sheet Storm. What in the world is that?
This is, if I had had this, I would have spent a lot more time in detention than I did for acting out. So imagine sort of a plastic blaster with a toilet paper roll attached to it. It's got a water tank on it, and basically it's pump action, so you are pump actioning and shooting spitballs. You get 350 spitballs from one roll of toilet paper, definitely outside, but it's all clean, and it's really super fun. That's from Jack Pacific, about $39.99.
Super fun and really clean. Those are the two things I'm going to remember about this as I'm picking up dried toilet paper off the side of my house or from my vehicle that might be out there. SpongeBob is still around. I see SpongeBob is still around. What's he up to these days?
It's the 20th year of SpongeBob. There's all kinds of great products out there, but of course, keeping with my desire to be sort of a little bit of a behavior problem, we've got the SpongeBob SquarePants Giggle Blaster from the Alpha Group. Now, it looks like sort of the SpongeBob submarine, but it shoots silly string. It's got a periscope, has over 20 SpongeBob phrases, and of course, it shoots the silly string, which is something we really love. That's about $19.99 from the Alpha Group.
Chris, are you playing with toys in the background there? Are there things happening that I hear, or am I just hearing other things in my head? I'm hearing noise.
No, you're hearing the toys. I mean, you're on radio, so whenever I've got a toy that makes noise, I love to share that noise.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Great. I love that. Well, what about quiet toys, toys that don't make noise, but yet are sort of educational and allow kids to grow and use their imagination?
Well, you know, probably the best line for all of that is Lego. Lego continues to be really hot. The last Skywalker is coming out in December. They have a model based on Kylo Ren's shuttle. We've seen that, really beautiful. It's about $129.99. It's all about building and playing. So you can make noise like, you know, as you're flying, ka-ting, ka-ting, ka-ting. But the toy itself doesn't make any noise.
Hey, we're talking to you today on Mickey Mouse's 91st birthday. He's going strong, right? He always has something new out there, I would assume.
Oh, there's always really great stuff. And not only Mickey, but Minnie has been a huge hit in the past few years. Just Play has a whole bunch of stuff out there. There's interactive Mickeys. Really, Mickey has been really a resurgence thanks to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and all the different stuff that we've seen on the Disney Channel.
We're talking this morning with Chris Byrne, the toy guy. If people want to find out more about what's out there, things that you do, I'm sure you keep busy by demonstrating and playing with toys all day long. Where can they get some good information?
We're at thetoyguy.com. You can see all these toys we talked about and links to where to buy them.
All right. And then do we still need to remember batteries? Is that still a thing, or has the world changed since I remember toys in the past?
There's still batteries out there. Do remember those when you're buying stuff.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time, Chris. Thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Chris Byrne, the toy guy, joining us, author of Toy Time. He's also a toy historian.